It is said that music was Henry Mankin's hobby. Yet once one understands the depth of passion Mankin had for music, it is perfectly logical to say it was a hobby only because he never played professionally. Rather, H.L. Mankin was a wordsmith by trade, an important writer for the Baltimore Herald newspaper. But his lifetime passion was music, a passion he pursued as a skilled amateur pianist. Nevertheless, the lack of more intensive study of music left Mankin wishing for more.
My lack of sound musical instruction was really the great deprivation of my life. When I think of anything properly describable as a beautiful idea, it's always in the form of music. I have written and printed probably more than 10 million words in English. But all the same, I shall die an inarticulate man, for my best ideas beset me in a language I only know vaguely and speak only like a child.
Fortunately, Mankin wrote often, at times eloquently, about music. Today, we will hear some of those words praising a place, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a choral tradition, that of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, and music of J.S. Bach. Balancing Mankin, Bethlehem, and Bach, this is the KPAC Basic Library. I'm James Baker. Once again, here are the words of H.L. Mankin.
A dusty bottle-green hillside rising from a riverfront made harsh and hideous by long lines of blast furnaces. The sunshine blazing down through a haze shot through with wisps of golden orange smoke. Thick woods all the way to the top. Low down the hillside stands boldly the Parker Memorial Church, a huge tabernacle in austere, apologetic, pseudo-Gothic, with a high square tower. It is here that the Bach Choir for years past has been lifting its hosannas to old Johann Sebastian. A curious scene in more ways than one for so solemn and ecstatic a ceremonial. Bethlehem in the main surely does not suggest the art of the fugue, nor indeed any form of art at all. But as the judicious have observed in all ages, it's hazardous to judge by surfaces. Long before the first steel mill arose by the river, the country all around was peopled by simple Moravians with a zest for praising God. In 1742, they set up a Sing Academy. The great-great-grandchild of that Sing Academy is the Bethlehem Bach Choir of today.
So wrote H.L. Mankin in 1923 as he made his annual pilgrimage to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to revel in the great choral tradition of Bach, and then to dispatch his observations to the Baltimore Herald. In fact, the Bethlehem Bach Choir represents one of America's most cherished musical traditions. They are still singing, and in recent years have produced some wonderfully vibrant recordings on the Dorian label. In 1900, the ensemble gave the first American performance of Bach's B minor Mass. 97 years later, they recorded it. The opening Kyrie from Johann Sebastian Bach's B minor Mass, interspersed with the observations of H.L. Mankin regarding Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the historic Bach Choir of Bethlehem. Today on the KPAC Basic Library, we are focusing on Mankin, Bethlehem, and Bach through a recording of the B minor Mass by the Bach Festival Orchestra, the Bach Choir of Bethlehem with conductor Greg Funfegeld, and the words of H.L. Mankin.
With strangers crowding into the little city from all directions and two takers for every seat, the temptation to throw some hocus-pocus about it, to give a certain florid gaudiness, must be very trying, even to Moravians. But I can only say they resist the temptation utterly and absolutely. Bach is sung in that Smoky Valley because the people like to sing him, and for no other reason at all.